goes back to Graham's question.
Yes, the dossier. I thought I got a reprieve there from Senator Roberts, but apparently not. On the dossier, I think there are a couple of questions here. One is, how do you actually vet something like this? Hard thing to do. CIA would typically approach this by looking at the sourcing and subsourcing very critically. It's impossible to do, really, in this case. The next case would be looking for facts that are reported in this that you can verify. You know, was so-and-so in a particular place at a certain time? That's verifiable. It only gets you so far, though, in really investigating the veracity of the claims in this alleged report, which I have not actually seen, by the way. There is a couple of things that make me skeptical about the information that's in it, though. The target, you know, the source of some of these claims is supposedly the Russian presidential administration. That is a very hard intelligence target. Intelligence organizations around the world devote themselves to trying to penetrate that target. Very, very hard to do. So we're led to believe that a private individual running a security firm hired to dig up dirt is able to penetrate that hard target using his own sources. Maybe so. I'm skeptical. Second thing to note here, Moscow, for anybody that's been there, is good at nothing beyond generating lots and lots of rumors. And a lot of these rumors are generated precisely because the people in these closed circles of decision-making are not very transparent about what's going on. And in the absence of hard information, people tend to gossip a lot about what's going on. Really easy to tap into that gossip network. Now the question is, gee, am I getting, you know, rumor, or am I getting solid information here? You know, we have no basis for judging, but I suspect the most likely explanation here is somebody that tapped into the very active Moscow rumor mill and circulated what's out there on